Yeah, let's start. Let's. Wow, I want to get to meet. I want to get to know you guys. I want to get to. First of all, thank you guys for having me.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. I want to hear. What are we talking about?
So we already know Moshe already.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually haven't gotten your name yet.
David Star.
He actually joined today.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Everyone here is from
everybody and nobody at the same time.
Say it again.
You weirdly know everybody and nobody at the same time.
How's that?
Someone who's like that.
From hey, Lakewood? Guys, go around the table and introduce yourselves. Let's go.
From Lakewood? Yeah, let's go. Everyone introduce.
Well, let's talk. Let's talk first. We'll introduce by hearing. Let's talk about life. I like talking about life. How old? What's the average age over here?
18, 19.
17.
The average is the youngest is 16.
17, 18.
And everyone here is from Lakewood? No?
Ohio.
Wow. As in Cleveland?
Cleveland rocks.
Wow. It's cold in Cleveland.
It's just as cold here.
Oh, yeah?
Is it?
It's negative, though.
No, Cleveland's cold.
It's cold. So you're also not from Lakewood? From Queens.
Queens, oh.
Nice. Okay. From Israel. From Israel? Yeah. Israeli. You got on the wrong plane. Or you got on the right plane. Exactly. Okay. Bruchim Abayim. I just came this morning. So let me hear, guys. So you guys are already 18, 19. Life gets very real at that age. I mean, it was probably very real before. So what are we talking about? What are we, am I just sharing? Am I hearing? My client, tell me, what are we doing?
Let's go, guys. What you guys
I want to hear you guys' questions. I mean, I'm...
Who are you?
Nice, I like that.
Oh, you know there what we I, go. That's a real one
that.
Right there.
No, I love that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Come on. Jeremy, let's go.
Yeah. I'm just like you, just a little bit older. I'm human. I'm trying to be human.
You're not just like you.
Oh, no? I am. I've connected to you already. I already connect to you. When I say I'm just like you, I think I one of the things that my name is Yoni Fisher. One of the things that I love just by walking into this place, I was telling Rabbi Klein and what's his name?
Mayor.
Mayor? Mayor, I was saying I really was getting emotional just coming here right now because I felt a certain, I felt like an energy of, I like when I'm attracted to things that are real and people are just doing what they got to do because I think that a lot of times we get stuck in like copying and following. One of my favorite lines is, why are you following the crowd when the crowd is lost? I'll say that again. Why are you following the crowd when the crowd is lost? Not from a rebellious standpoint, but from just trying to be me. And I think that everyone is just trying to be themselves. And it's very hard sometimes to be yourself. It's very hard to be yourself when everybody's telling you what you should do and who you have to be. And the truth is everybody knows deep down like who they are. And at your age especially, what's your name?
Jeremy?
Yeah. I like that name. Jeremy's a cool name.
Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Like rock pitcher, like on the school and everything?
That's what they call me, yeah. Yeah.
No, my dad told me, did he start the school in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he went to the first school he made.
What's your dad's name?
David, right?
Get out of here.
Yeah, got kicked out.
Get out of here.
David Reich's
son?
Yeah,
yeah.
Get out of here.
That's great. Really?
Was he a bad kid?
Yeah.
Okay, so no kid is a bad kid. Okay. No one's bad. Everyone's good. Maybe misunderstood. Or maybe in pain. That's probably what I would say. Nobody's bad. Everyone's beautiful. I can't believe David Reich is your dad. He lives in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Wow. Please send them my love.
My parents, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. That's amazing. Hey, send them my love. Which one are you in the family?
Second.
A couple.
Oh, wow.
Oldest is about 20, a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
We're all pretty young.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'm young.
Yeah?
I'm young. We're all for sure young.
You're from Baltimore?
Originally, yeah. You're...
You know
Robert
Travell?
Who?
Robert Travell.
Of course.
Your grandfather.
Wow. Amazing. Wow. Yeah, I know your family. Okay. So who's your father? You're a Travell now.
My mother's a Travell.
Your mother's a Travell. Okay, wow. Okay, let me hear from you guys. I want to hear some questions. Well,
how's Avram doing?
My son? How do you know Avram? Oh, yeah? What's your name?
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Avram still there?
Yeah. You know my son, Avram?
Yeah, yeah.
You were
at
Waterbury
also? I
used
to work at the canteen, yeah. I was there for years.
Oh, yeah?
I worked the canteen to come get food.
Wow, okay. So we're already all connected, guys. So let me hear. I want to hear from you guys. What's it about? I want to hear. Are you sure?
Should I start?
Let me hear.
Well, I'll just say a little introduction. I don't know, most people know me, but sure. My name is Shua Benali. Basically, I think when I was 18, that's when I started realizing kind of like most people are not happy. Well, even before that, I realized that most people do jobs that they don't like. Most people are not living the life they want to. Most people gave up on their dreams. And it's kind of just like... everyone's just, you know, this is how it is and there's nothing you can do, kind of just accepting defeat. And I've always, thank God, I've always had a little bit of a mentality that there's, you know, you can literally do whatever it is you want to do and become whoever you want to be. And there's like, if you really, really do it and you really put yourself to it, then you can. And I realized that there's a lot to, I realized one of the main things probably that made me decide to go to Yeshiva was that I understood, the line was, I think I told Rebbe this line when I first messaged Rebbe, that I understand that I don't understand. And like that I don't know anything. I just come into the world, you know, like I'm just another kid who just had bad experiences, had some good experiences, went to a regular school, maybe I was Sephardi, okay, same thing. And that if I don't go and learn from someone who does know, then I'm just going to continue not to know, and I'm just going to, at the time and still, I had very big aspirations to become a bodybuilder, professional bodybuilder, and I knew, like, hey, I wanted to move to LA, but I knew if I go to LA right now with no foundation, then I'm just going to get swept away, and I'm going to lose all my values, I'm going to lose myself, and maybe I'll become a great bodybuilder, but I'll lose myself in the process. So I wanted to go somewhere that I will be able to dig a foundation and, you know, and set a solid foundation that no matter where I go, I'll be able to stay true and be myself. And that's when I decided to go to Israel, and my great friend Yitzchak Raymond from Waterbury, he's been telling me for the past year, you gotta come to Fishers, it's so your place, you gotta come. The whole time I was telling him, nah, I'm going to LA, bro, what are you talking about? And then after the summer, I decided, okay, you know what, let me text Yitzchak, I want to go to Israel, can I come to Fishers? He's like, don't even worry, I got you a bed. We didn't have a bed, but he got me a bed, whatever it was. I remember we made it happen. I already it's part of like the mentality I think maybe I got from my parents. I jumped in. I already booked a one-way ticket before I even messaged my Rebbe, Rebbe Fisher. And I just messaged him like, okay, I'm coming to Israel. My flight's this and this time. I just, you know, I wanted to, I guess, like speak to you, you know, to, I want to come to the yeshiva. And our official was like, hey, you're already coming, might as well just come and we'll speak when you come in person. So that was the beginning, and thank God. What I can say is that if you know what you want and you know what you're looking for, you'll find all the people and all the resources to help you get there. But you got to first know what it is that you want and what you need. So I was thank God I was blessed that I knew what I wanted. You know, obviously, to a certain degree, I'm still trying to figure out what I really want. But I knew what I wanted, and that was to really make sure that I'm going to live a life that's full and fully myself in every sense. And that includes my neshama part, and that includes the physical part. I didn't want to leave anything behind, and I wanted to completely experience the fullest me And when I went to Israel, I found Baruch Hashem, I found Rebbe, and I found a lot of people who were able to help me get that full experience, and they still guide me till this day. I still speak with them, and I still listen to the classes, and I still have it. And it's something that if there's one thing to take, is that you have to find like the Rebbe teaches me, you have to find someone who's been through the maze. Life is a maze. It's very confusing. There's a lot of paths. They all look the same, but a lot of them are dead ends. That's how a maze is, you know? A bunch of them, they all look like they go to the same thing, but a lot of them are just dead ends. And you can get caught, and you know, you don't want to wake up at 50 and realize that you just hit another dead end. So find someone who's been through the maze and who can tell you, okay, this is a dead end, and this will lead you more to your goal, and this won't. And one thing I can say for sure, 100%, is something that's very important, is that I can't remember one time everybody telling me what to do. I mean, it wasn't like you should do this or you should do that. It was never should. It was always ask me what I want. And if that's what you want, then this is probably the best thing to do. So, thank God, Baruch Hashem. Beautiful. And now that's helped me in every single area. And one thing that's very, very central to all of this is that, where we talk about this a lot, is that when you build yourself and you work on yourself, then automatically you work on your entire life. If people want to know, like, how do I improve my life? How do I become the best version of myself? How do I become the best worker, the best anything? If I want to make money, if you want to be successful in relationships, if you want to be successful in a sport, in a talent, in anything you want to do, it all starts from you being the best version of yourself. Because once you work on yourself, you automatically work on every single area of your life. You're going to work on how you are with your friends. You're going to work on how you are when you're in business. You're going to work on how you are with relationship. You're going to even work on how you are when you learn. Every single thing is going to get worked on by you working on yourself. So that was a big lesson that I learned from Rebbe. And yeah, thank God. And it brings me to here today where, Baruch Hashem, a lot of the things that I'm able to do now, and a lot of the positions that I'm in, and a lot of the things that I got, it's because because of the work that I was able to put on myself. So then when the opportunity came, I was able to meet the opportunity and, you know, meet it with optimism and really take full advantage. So that's just a little small background of what's going on.
Beautiful. That was great. That was beautiful.
Wow, that
was
so beautiful.
I just want to say something to that Shua, what do they call you over here? Shua,
Brother Josh.
Shua over here. I just want to say something. How old are you, Shua? You want to tell them?
26.
So I just want to say that it's also very important to recognize what your age is, and to realize that, like Shua said, like your dreams that you already like shut down your dreams. Like you didn't even start dreaming. You guys are so young in a good way. You're young in a good way where you can, he's 26. That gives you another 8, 6, 7, 8, 9 years to get to work. Because this is a compliment to him. He wasn't like this when he was 18. For the last eight years, and it takes work, and it takes... One of the lines that I this year came from Hashem was, you got to be willing to do it alone, but you can't do it alone. You have to be willing to stand alone and say, you know what? I want to become rich. I'm going to have a great marriage. I'm going to have a great marriage. I'm going to be a great father. I'm going to be a great father. I'm going to be a good Jew, maybe a great Jew. Whatever it is, dream the dream. Dream the dream. And then say, okay, I got how many years, how long does it take, like Shua is saying, how long does it take to get to where I want to get to? How long does it take a person, what do? You go over to somebody who has what you want, and you say, by the way, how long did it take you to get to where you got to? Because nothing, kikaru velecha hadavar ma'od, it's in the Bible. You guys know the Bible, in the Torah, Bible, the Bible says it. The Torah says very straight, kikaru velecha. You can get there. You can get there. So what do? You go over to somebody and you say, how did you get there? How long is it going to be? I suffer, let's say you suffer from anxiety, which probably everybody does because we live on planet Earth and it's 2025. So most people suffer from anxiety. They might not even know that they suffer from anxiety. It's so simple. that they suffer from anxiety. But it's like I've been living with it since I'm 3 years old, since I'm 4 years old, and my mother lives with it, and my father lives with it. So of course you live with it. But you say, I want to live without anxiety. So you go over to somebody who's beaten that, who's gone, and then you say, how long does it take for me to get there? Let me start taking notes. Success leaves footprints. No one got to wherever they got to just because what happens is when you're a certain age, what happens is you think people got to where they got to because they just got there. They just got lucky. Nobody gets lucky. Nobody gets lucky. Life, a real good life, is not anybody getting lucky. You gotta keep your eye on the ball. It's a journey. It could take you 1 year. It could take you 5 years. It could take you 10 years. It could take you 20 years. Someone once asked me in Shalom Bias. You guys don't have to hear this. You're a little bit young to hear this, but it's good to hear. One of the guys told me, the married guys, he's like, so how long is it going to take me to get that at that stage with my wife, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, probably about 15 to 20 years. So it's not, I'm not upset about that. It means, okay, it takes time. Takes time. Takes time. Right, what's that tree? There's the, I think you sent it to me back in the day. Some Japanese...
Bamboo,
some type of tree that takes like 10 years for it to take root and for it to start sprouting. So it takes time. What we do is we kill our dreams before we even begin to dream. We kill the dreams. We don't even let ourselves dream. We're like, I can't even imagine living the life. I can't even like imagine living a happy life. If you're thinking that you can't even imagine living a great life, then you got to question yourself. You have to say, how do I deal with that? How do I deal with that? If I can't even imagine having a great life, I can't even imagine having an amazing marriage, I can't even imagine being connected to Hashem, I can't imagine making good money, I can't even imagine that, you got to question yourself on that. You got to challenge yourself on that and say, why am I different? Why am I different? Thank you, Yoshua. It's a big inspiration. See, when I see someone like Yoshua, I'll tell you why I get inspired. Because when I look at you guys, right? I look at you guys and I say, why not? Why not? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, what's stopping you from whatever it is that's getting you to where you want to get to? Ask yourself that question. What is the one thing? What is the one thing that is stopping you from getting to where you want to get to? I would ask yourself that. First decide, where do I want to get to? What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? Is it long term? Is it short term? Like, what do I want? And if someone's going to say, ready? A lot of people will say, what are people going to say when you say, what do you want? Well, I don't know what I want. Well, I don't know what I want. Okay. Okay, so what's the problem? So what's the problem? Maybe I want to figure out what I want. Okay. So now you want to figure out what you want.
It's one of the times I went to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter. It's Rabbi's Rebbe. And that's exact. I went there and I was like, I didn't know what to ask him for, like to get a blessing. So I told him I want to know what I want. That was the lesson.
He exactly. Was like, correct. You could be lost. Okay, so I'm lost. So I'm lost. So what do you do? Now you have, everyone has ways, right? So it used to be a time where you're lost. Your windshield wipers are not working. You don't know where you're going. So what do? You go to the side of the road. You stop and you call somebody. You say, okay, help me. Help me get to where I want to get to. Help me. Help me. There isn't anyone. That's why I started off, Jeremy. Everybody is the same. Everybody is the same. There is nobody here who is, we're all different in where we came from, but we all have the same insecurities. We all have the same nervousness. We all have the same aspirations. We all have the same, everybody has the same exact stuff. What separates two people is really how they approach their life. Everybody can say, no, but my situation is different. everybody's situation is unique, but someone's going to say, oh, I have, right? If I told everybody here, you know what? I think that I'm, you know, sometimes I look in the mirror and I think I'm a monkey. So everybody would be like, whoa, that's a little bit weird, because most people don't look in the mirror and think that they're a monkey. You might look in the mirror and say, I wish I was better looking. You might look in the mirror and say, I don't like myself. You might think that you're this, you're that. But everybody has the same exact, very similar journeys. We all have similar journeys. What separates people, the success and not success, what separates success and not success is who's willing to be more honest with yourself and who's willing to ask for help. If there are two things I would say are the most important thing, is to be honest with yourself. Say, maybe I'm an addict. Maybe I'm actually an addict. Maybe I'm depressed. Maybe I really hate my parents. Maybe I have a problem with God. Maybe I really, really struggle with God. Maybe I'm angry at someone. Maybe I was hurt. Maybe I this. That's number one, to be honest. To be honest with yourself, because nobody can fool themselves more than you could fool yourself. You fool somebody else, no one cares if you're fooling someone else. You fool them. When you fool yourself, that's the worst thing you could do. Number two is then ask for help. Ask for help. Say, how did you do it? That's the million-dollar question. How did you do it? Because if I'm honest with myself and say, okay, I'm an addict, or I struggle with Judaism, or I struggle with my father, my mother, anything, say anything. Give me an example of something that you think someone, whatever someone, so people struggle with homosexuality. So you think you're the first guy to struggle with homosexuality? You think you're the first guy who has trouble getting up in the morning? I love when guys come to me and say, Rebbe, I have a problem. Let me hear. I can't wait to hear your problem. I have trouble getting, we were just talking as we were walking upstairs. Who doesn't have trouble getting up in the morning? Shkayach. Who doesn't have trouble getting up in the morning? You don't have trouble getting up? Good. So you know what I would do? What's your name? Shmaya. So I would ask Shmaya, so what's your trick? That's what I would do. I would say, so Shmaya, what's your trip? What's your trick to do that? Everybody, and that's the beauty of getting together. What the beauty of getting together is Shmaya could tell Jeremy. Jeremy could tell, what's your name? Shalom. So Shalom, what are you strong in? What's your strength? It's a good question, right? The what?
The returns.
You do the returns. So what does that mean? He's a hard worker. Shalom's a hard worker. He's a hard worker. Great. Consistent. So very focused. So there you go. So if I'm a guy who struggles with focus, I go over to Shalom and I say, so let me ask you a question, Shalom. How are you so consistent and focused? How? Why? How? How do you have help? You what?
Slide to the back of the warehouse for a set.
You what?
He goes to the back of the warehouse for a session.
Marijuana.
So your help is marijuana. No, but I'm saying, but that's an odd, but Shalom, can I tell you something? Why am I not afraid to say that? Should I tell you what? I don't know you to know if that's true or not. But if that were true, it's good to look in the mirror. You know addicts? You know one of the things they do? When they let go. No, I'm not talking about you, Shalom. No, one second. Shalom, one second. Let me explain. This is great. I want you to hear this. One of the things that when someone is trying to cut off smoking or drinking, I'm not saying anyone here is or wants to or whatever. One of the things they do is they say, you're my best friend and you've helped me in my life. You've helped me through the tough times. I gotta let you go because you're not a good friend for me. Even though you've been my friend and you've helped me through bad times, but you're hurting me. That's called being honest. Yeah. So if a person is able to look in the mirror and to say, you know what, marijuana is my buddy, that at least is being honest. You're at least being honest with that. That I need, some people need to smoke to go to sleep. So be honest. I have insomnia, I have anxiety, and that's what the smoking does, but at least you're being honest. When the guy's like, yeah, I'm all good. You're not all good. Anybody who says you're all good is full of it. You're not all good. Why are you all good? You have a problem, and that's great. I also have a problem. My problem might be a different problem. Everybody has different problems. Everybody's got a problem. Who doesn't have problems? Who doesn't have addictions? Everybody has addictions. When a guy says, oh, I'm struggling, that's another thing, right? You know, oh, I'm struggling with my phone. I'm struggling with my phone. Shkoyach. Welcome to planet Earth in 2025. Who doesn't struggle with pornography? Who doesn't struggle with being on their phone too much? Everybody, who doesn't have that? Everybody has that. Everybody has that. Who doesn't struggle with anything? It's when we're not honest to even say, this is what I'm doing. So that's what I'm doing. When I'm anxious, I put the covers over my head. Or I go on my phone. That's what I do when I'm anxious. I don't even want to think about it. Okay, let me hear. You guys are getting me excited over here. I like this. You guys are good listeners. Let me hear. What do you guys have to say?
How can you speak to Shmaya about waking up if he doesn't struggle with that? I have a struggle with waking up, or I have a struggle with something.
I would ask Shmaya. I would say, Shmaya, so you're good at that. Help me, because I'm not good at that. And I'm good at this, and I could help you with that.
It's not that simple.
Is it?
No.
Maybe ask Shmaya. Maybe it is so simple for him.
I think it's everyone has different causes for the struggles, even if they have the same struggle.
Okay, so I would ask a person.
Jeremy, I think if you just get out of bed the first time I banged down your door, you wouldn't have a hard time waking up.
So the problem
I don't
here.
I remember that ever happened.
Right, so then, so now again.
In the same apartment.
So this is great. No, this is perfect. Jeremy and Shmaya, no, this is great. This is great. In order, and not to get so personal over here, in order for someone to be willing to he first has to say that I don't know, right, what do they say, insanity? I don't want to get into you. If a person doesn't know how to do something, and he's not good at doing something, the first step is to be honest and say, I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that. Insanity, they say, one of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Another thing that would probably help is to be awake from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. and asleep from 12 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Right, so I was going to ask you if you go to... Right, so let's not... Right, I don't know if we should make it a personal... Right.
No.
Yeah, 21 hours screen cool time is not really going to...
Right, you know what? I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you one of the things that I had. I'll tell you one of the things I had in yeshiva. You know, the yeshiva is a young yeshiva. We're 9 years old. So I look at it like we're in second or third grade. 9 years old. And I went through 2 years ago a major, like a lot of nonprofits, like a lot of yeshivas, went through a major financial challenge. Nothing beyond what other yeshivas go through. And what I did was, and it was very hard for me to do this, what I did was, is I took away my... I took a guy like Shmaya, right, who's good at getting up in the morning. So I took a guy who's great with finances, and I said, guess what? One of my gifts and my strengths is not finances. My strength was more hanging out with the guys. My strength is not the finances. I'm good at... I could raise money, but I'm not good at organizing the finances. And one of the things that I did was I went to people who are good at finances. And I said, you guys tell me what to do. To this day, it took me a year and a half, basically 2 years, Baruch Hashem, we flipped the whole yeshiva over financially, thank God, and changed it. I'll tell you what obviously it was with the help of Hashem, it's all Hashem. But there were two things that I did. Number one, I was honest with myself. And I told myself, I looked in the mirror, I said, you can't handle this. You can't handle this. This is hurting you. Number two, ask for help. Ask for help. And when you do that, you get all the help in the world. Most people struggle because they don't want to ask for help. They don't want to ask for help. And usually it's connected to the fact that you're not being honest, because there might be shame. You might feel that there's something wrong with you. You're afraid of failure. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. You will not fail. It's not possible to fail if you follow success, steps of success. It's not a trick to be successful. It's not a trick for a person to stop smoking. There are no tricks for a person to get up in the morning. There are no tricks. It's not a trick. It's not like, I hope. It's all what?
Mindset.
Correct. One of my lines is, Shua can tell you, it's harder to get out of your head than it is to get out of bed. No one has problems putting, that's why you just said it, Shua. It's all a mindset. For you, it's not a head game. You don't let your head get in there. For you, again, I don't know you, Jeremy, well enough, but I assume you could be, it's like there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's not even when I sleep, like they say you should sleep better. Even when I do, everything just falls apart again because I don't care enough to keep myself in check. That's it.
Okay, I respect that. That's I respect reality. Your honesty. So say that again. That you don't, first of all, I think.
I don't
thought about becoming a psychologist.
What?
You ever thought about becoming a psychologist?
I mean,
he speaks to the boys, you know?
Yeah, I hang out with the guys. This is what I do all day. This is what we do.
No,
this is what we do.
Right?
Bital.
Moses.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. How do you know Bital?
My roommate for a couple of years.
Really?
He told me he's not. I was considering it too, and then, yeah.
I love this guy, Jeremy. I like you.
I ran to some
like
financial
you.
Issues, so I.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's better where I'm at right now.
I think, Jeremy, you're a sweet guy.
I think it's best where I'm at, making money and
learning
skills. Yeah,
you look great. You look, I'm happy you're here. You're smiling. You're happy. He's honest. What's your Hebrew name?
Yerach Milzev.
Wow.
It's my legal name, too.
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah. Doctors have a hard time with it.
If anyone else has any questions, I think we're going to wrap up
soon. Please.
We're going to leave soon. So.
Yeah, please.
Any questions or anyone wants to... Any thoughts, comments? Comments, thoughts, anything? Challenge. You don't have to take it like, oh, he said the rabbi said it. It has
good.
To be true.
You look familiar. What do I know? It's Skased. I was just going to say. Who's Sakhir? Who's
Rabbi?
I met you before, right?
Sure.
Did I meet you?
Huh?
We're
in Israel.
No, we can do it here also, but
I know your family as well. I know your father.
Yeah,
please. I know your grandfather.
Israel didn't work the first time around. Like, if it worked going back, like, maybe it works the second time around. Like,
I love that. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Of course. First of all, maybe that'll be your first time around. Yeah. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't have your first time around.
Can we hear a little bit about the yeshiva?
Sure. You're hearing about the yeshiva. Is what we do. Okay. I say it's the easiest yeshiva in the world and the hardest yeshiva in the world. Want to hear why? Why is it the easiest yeshiva in the world?
What do you choose to work for? You sit on your ass.
Well, no, not so much that, okay. But yes.
Maybe
good, good.
Not
no, 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 no. Yeah. Good. Jeremy, you're there. The reason it's the easiest yeshiva in the world, because all you have to do is be you. That's all you got to do. So why is it the hardest yeshiva in the world? Because you got to be you. Because that's hard. Sometimes people, a lot of times people like to be, a lot of times people just like to, you know, just, what's your first name?
Morty.
So that's what I was saying. Maybe you never really tapped in. Not in a negative way. I'm saying maybe no one gave you the space to just be you and just fly. Should I tell you why? That's like what Jeremy was saying in the beginning. No one's bad. Nobody's bad. I mean, Hamas is bad. There are evil people. I'm talking about us. Nobody's bad. Everybody's awesome. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. I'll end off with the Rizhner, Rabbi Yisrael from Rizhner, a big tzaddik said. He says, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael hayarba moishvoysam." In two parshas ago, it says, "By Makas Choshech." You guys remember this? When it was dark, by Makas Choshech. So it said every Jew was able to see light, even though it was dark. So Rabbi Yisrael from Rizhner says like this. That's not Pshat in the Pasuk. He says Pshat in the Pasuk is like this. He says, take a diamond that was you can't see that it's a diamond. It looks like a rock. And you take that rock and you wash it. Then you polish it. Then you put it amongst other diamonds. you put it in a nice red velvet case, you showcase it, you clean it up, you put it in the right environment, and suddenly you're like, oh my goodness, this thing is worth $20,000. But a day ago or 2 days ago, it looked like a regular rock. So says Rabbi Yisrael from Rizhin, Ulechol b'nei Yisrael hayar, every Jew is a diamond. Every Jew shines. What? B'moshvosa. Are they in their proper environment? And I say this all the time. I say this all the time. If you're struggling, then you're very, very possibly, now at some point you have to point your finger at yourself. There's no question about it. Right, that's my joke that I always say. Yeshua knows, Moshe knows the joke as well. Right, you go like this. I go to the doctor, you say, when I go like this, it hurts. 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 Your finger's broken. So sometimes you're the problem. Sometimes you're the problem. But you have to ask yourself, do I have the proper support? Am I the problem or my environment is the problem? That's what I was saying to you, Mordechai, Morty. That's what I was saying. Maybe you never had that first chance. And I respect, Jeremy, that you're saying that you were going to come, but you're here and you're working and this is a good environment. That's being true to yourself and saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be true to my environment. That's why I was just chopping. That's, I think, why I got emotional coming up here. You know why? Because I see that this is a place where you're the diamonds, or you guys are honest enough to say that we got to do something different for the people. We got to do something different for the people. We got to do different for our brothers. We have to do something different. And it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage. Look at this guy over here. Stand up for a second, Joe. I want to showcase you a little bit. Look at this guy. No, look at this guy. I want to tell you something. Can I tell you something about this guy? I'm not impressed. I have zero, I'm not impressed by all the, know what the sign in the gym says?
Oh yeah, we have a gym in Yeshiva. Yeah.
You know the gym? We have a state-of-the-art gym in Yeshiva. You know what it says? Know what line I have? No, stand up again. It's fine. Know what I said? Know what I say? I'll tell you why I'm impressed.
Should
I tell you why? There's a gym in Yeshiva.
Gorgeous.
And the gym, we didn't have a gym when he was there.
Yeah.
Right?
I was working out with rocks.
Let me tell you something. You know what it says over there? Working in is harder. It's harder to work in than it is to work out. So you know why I'm impressed with this guy? Yes, I love the muscles. Yes, I love the fact that he's a bodybuilder. Yes, I love his cool hairstyle. I'll tell you what I love about Yoshua. I call him Baba Yoshua. You guys don't know from Baba Sali. I call him Baba. The reason, I'll tell you what I get impressed by people. I get impressed because he works in. He works in. This generation is all about what we showcase to other people. You know what he made up? Know what line he made up that we say all the time? We say, how come there aren't commercials about, I don't know if you guys know what commercials are, but you know what I'm saying. How come they don't have ads? In my day, we had commercials, right? Why don't they have ads for Lamborghinis, right, for your regular guy who's on his phone? Because anybody who's on his phone all day can't afford a Lamborghini. That was his line.
It was mine. I got it from him.
Okay, yeah. It became our line now.
We'll be so honest. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You guys know Moshe? Do you guys know you here?
Yeah, of course.
Moshe is a person. I just want you guys to know about this guy. Moshe is a person who faced and faces his... We all have to face our demons. But he was in yeshiva. And he looked in the mirror and said, I got to be honest with myself. To be humble, to be honest with myself, and I got to do what I got to do. You know how painful that is? But you know what happens when you do that? Suddenly your life begins to work out. And suddenly people come like this chevre over here. I love these guys over here. I met Rabbi Klein, what we met last year.
First time I met him last year.
Amish. Neshamas, Hashem. He's a good people. what's your name again? I'm sorry, because you came up as C-U-B-Y?
K-U-B-I-E.
K-U-B-I-E. Oh. That's fine. No, it's fine.
Nobody's called it right.
Mayor? Your name's Mayor? You guys have... And your name again? Yankee? Steinharder?
Stern.
I'm saying you guys have, and I mean it, you have Shua here as well. You have people. I'm telling you, you guys.
Shua left.
Graduated.
Okay, I'm saying, no, but I want to tell you guys, it's not. Everybody at every stage. I have people who I look up to. I have people who guide. I'm very young. I feel like I'm 25, 30. I'm not joking. I am very young. I feel very young. You know why? Because I look up to people and say, okay, how could I follow, I'm young, I want to be young. I want to follow, not follow that I'm not unique. I know I'm unique. I'm me. Everybody's unique. The Gemara says, Kishem chain parts of fame doy mezulazu. No one's faith. You guys know from the time that Adam was created, there's not one person in your world who ever looked like you, has your parents, has your history, has your future. You're the only person who ever existed like you. Do you know how incredible that is? There's nothing stopping you, I'm telling you. Shalom, there's nothing stopping you. There's nothing stopping anybody. There's nothing stopping. And then once you bring Hashem into your life, forget about it. You bring God into your life, you bring Hashem into your life. What's that line? Don't tell Hashem how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big Hashem is. Take your problem and say, God, you gave me this problem. You tell Hashem, you gave me this problem. So you got to help me out with this problem. Hashem gave us the problems. You guys are too young to have created your own problems. I've created my own problems. I'm old enough that I created my own problems. Maybe you guys a little bit. Not that you... I'm saying I for sure create my own problems. You guys here, how old are you? 17 years old. 17 years old, how old are you? Ben kamata? 17. How old are you? Oh my gosh.
18,
how old?
No way. 18? No way, you got me the whole time. That's crazy.
You
22?
What? You actually thought that.
No way.
So can I tell you something?
You got me the whole time.
What? No, they're not.
That's
no, they're
wild.
Not. I disagree.
That's wild.
I disagree.
That's
what did you say? You're self-created?
All my problems are created.
This guy.
I disagree.
I can't victimize myself and say
it. Testify is not true.
No. I disagree. It's not true.
I don't know what to
It's not possible. So, Jeremy, I just want to say something. I just want to tell you something. How old are you?
20.
So, guys, I'm going to end off with this. Even Morty, even that you're the oldest here, 21 years old.
Sorry. Is it? I just found out we're the same age. I had no idea.
Okay, so I just want to tell you something. Can I just tell you guys something? 20, every person sitting here besides maybe four of us, maybe four and a half, sure, right? Four and a half, you might be. But you're good. Maybe. Everybody else here, Hashem gave you your suffering, and He gave you your challenges. You're not the problem. You're not the problem. Hashem gave you your challenge, and He gave it to you. So when you ask Hashem, help me. You gave me my parents, for crying out loud. You gave me my phone. Hashem didn't give me, when I was your age, we didn't have phones. Sorry. When we were, it's your phone. Touch your phone. I'm saying, it's not, right? When I was 18, we didn't have phones. That wasn't my strong. Hashem gave you guys all the craziness of the world. You have to say, Hashem, well, throw me a bone. Help me. You're too young to say that you created your problems. I'm telling you, I see on your face. Yeah, you're too sweet. You're innocent. I want to tell you something. Jeremy, you're Achmil Zev. Yeah. I want to tell you something. Yeah. You are innocent.
I
would go to court. No. You're innocent. You're innocent. You are innocent. I say one of the things, you know what, Rachmiel Zav, I'm going to scare you a little bit. Know what I say? I say, this you'll like. I say one of the biggest Gehenims is going to be the fact that we were actually innocent and we thought we were guilty. Imagine after a person lives his life and he lives a life and it was like, wait one second. I was actually innocent the whole time. I was actually innocent.
That's self-victimizing. I think everyone else is the reason for my issue. So it's this and this person. You got to take accountability. And
that
say,
I agree.
I went through some things. Let's say someone went through something, right?
Right.
No specific struggles. They had a hard life. And they turned those things from a young age into bad habits, bad addictions, surrounding yourself with bad people, hurting others. That's on you. You cannot put that on the people that put you in a bad situation. Put that on yourself. I hurt those people. I developed this addiction. I don't care about myself. That's not because of someone else. That's because of me.
Right. Could it be, I respect your taking responsibility, but could it be that I'm a kid? Could it be that I'm a kid and I'm hurt and someone hurt me?
Again,
that can be.
Close to 19, I don't think I'm...
Wow. But could it be?
Wow. Maybe years ago.
Could it be years ago? But could it be? Could it be that people... Forget about you. Could it be there's a 19-year-old out there who is hurt and he's hurting?
Okay.
And he's hurt. He's in pain.
Right,
just hurt.
Just making the issues worse and worse.
But could it be he's just hurt? Could it be? Not
they
you.
They made the issues.
Not you. No. Could it be if somebody, I'm just saying, if somebody grew up a certain way, could it be that they were hurt?
Let's say a hurt person hurt someone and they're still young
right.
and everything, right?
Right.
I found that no one made them do that thing. They may have instilled those habits or mentality.
Let's say someone hurt somebody. So I'm hurt. It can be.
Accountability.
Yeah, no. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying.
Anyone.
But I'm saying, let's say the guy is just.
Of what happened to you? If you
I respect
else,
that. Okay, I respect
anyone,
that.
Anyone.
I respect what you're saying, but it could be if a guy was hit, if a guy is driving and he's hit by a drunk driver and he didn't do anything wrong, he's staying in his lane and he was whacked by a drunk driver and he's in the hospital in a body cast and the guy's just in massive pain and someone comes over to him and says, like, you have to take a guy. He's like, dude, I was just driving my car.
That's just the first half. That's just saying someone's hurt. But hurt people.
Good, but I'm
that
saying...
That guy in the cast hurt somebody.
He didn't, though. But let's say he
okay.
did.
Then, yeah.
Good. I'm talking about that guy. I'm talking about
completely,
that guy.
Yes.
I'm talking about that guy.
Yes. And that situation, there's no...
I'm talking about that guy. So yes. I believe that a lot of people are that guy. That's what I believe.
That's just self-victimizing.
No. 1 second. Again, that's gaslighting. We could... You know what gaslighting? Yeah, it's gaslighting yourself.
Yeah.
To the max.
Maybe.
To the max.
I don't think so. I don't think that's for anybody. I think if you self-victimize, you're just self-victimized.
I know, but I'm saying, but that could also be, it could also be gaslighting to the max. Could be.
Could be.
I would be choshish for that, as they say in the Talmud terms. I would suspect that. I would suspect personal gaslighting. Right. Okay. Not you. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. What's your name? I like your Trump. I like the what's your name? Also Lakewood?
No.
From where?
Originally I'm from Toronto.
Oh, nice.
And then I moved to Texas.
Texas.
Florida, and then I moved here.
Oh, wow.
Been all over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you wearing that hat? The question is, were you wearing that hat before he was nominated?
Yes.
I respect that. To wear it now is one.
I've been wearing it since the last election.
Okay, good.
I went to Florida a year ago. We wore it all.
Good. I respect that. That I give... I mean, I respect anyone who wears that hat in general, but okay, guys, thank you for. Will you look familiar also? Have I met you just now? It seems like I met everybody over here. Okay, anything else? We're good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Turned off.
Yeah.